Sabbath greetings to everyone. Today the topic of discussion in our church will be on the testimonies of Jesus Christ. My part will be the introduction and to answer the question, what are the testimonies of Jesus Christ? And it is written in Psalms 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimonies of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Therefore, the testimonies of Jesus Christ is that special part of the whole Word of God, both verbal and written, declaring what is to be believed and what must be put to practice to be saved. They are the laws of behavior to sanctify and make one holy and perfect in God and wise unto salvation. When Christ gave the Sermon on the Mountain with his disciples, a great multitude of people were gathered unto him. Jesus made his testimonies plain to see and understood. He listed them and numbered them by name so that we might understand how to measure our daily life by them. They are the seven spirits of God that go forth into the earth. And these seven spirits were seen in the eyes of the Lamb of God, each one with horns of power. And it is written in Revelation 5:6, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as if it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into the earth. Now these seven spirits are, number one, the spirit of poorness, and number two, the spirit of mourning, and number three, the spirit of meekness, and number four, the spirit of hunger and thirst for righteousness, and number five, the spirit of mercy, and number six, the spirit of pureness, and number seven, the spirit of peace. They are all found in Matthew 5:1-12. Now, if you accept them in your life, you are blessed. You will begin to bear the fruits of the Spirit of God, and they will be displayed in your behavior and your belief in God and in your works of righteousness toward your fellow man. Now, the blessings of the Spirit, of the fruits of the Spirit, are these. They are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, all explained in Galatians 5:22-26. Now, when God created man and woman in his image, as written in Genesis 1:27, he gave them five operations to function in ways likened unto God. And they are the five relationships of love in which are the divine love, parental love, self-love, brotherly love, and conjugal love. Each relationship is different and divided by divine law to show forth that perfect love according to the commandments of God and his judgments. The Lord gave us knowledge and understanding and speech with interpretations. He made us intelligent beings like unto him, and show us discernment between good and evil. Therefore, it is the behavioral laws of the testimonies of Jesus Christ we must use to measure up correctly to the five operations of love to be perfect like God the Father in heaven. And Christ said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Now the whole written word is Christ's testimony with instructions of righteousness for salvation. He said, lo, I come to you in a volume of a book, for it is written of me. Now just like God spoke his testimonies on a mountain with his disciples and a multitude of people, and had numbered and named his testimonies according to his seven spirit, even so, the Lord descended from heaven and spoke the law of God to the children of Israel in the wilderness upon a burning, fiery mountain called Mount Sinai. His voice was exceeding loud like a trumpet, and no one could look upon his face and live. He decreed his law, and he numbered them too in 10 commandments, declaring what one should and should not do. When he gave the law of the 10 commandments, he was not a lamb. But when he gave the testimonies, he was the Lamb of God in human flesh to die for the cause of salvation. The people looked upon his face, and they saw his great works with signs and wonders. Many of them hated him and crucified Christ to death, but he arose from the dead after 3 days and three nights, exactly 72 hours later in the week of the Passover. The Ten Commandments and the testimonies of Jesus Christ is the law of life. His judgments, his statutes, his precepts, and ordinances of worship interprets the law of life. He gave these laws on two different mountains, and Christ was on top of both of them. And it is written in Micah 4:1, the mountain of the house of God shall be established in the top of the mountain. So in conclusion, by obedience to his commandments and the testimonies of Jesus Christ, it will make you spiritual-minded like Christ. You'll be free from sin, without spot or wrinkle, whiter than snow, being prepared to pass over into immortality at the second coming of Jesus Christ. Amen.